Shalom Aleichem, this is Rabbi Kovacs, and Mishneh Yomi is on the very last day of Chagiga. And tomorrow we begin a new Seder, a new order in the Mishnayot, the order of Nashim with Yevamot. It's a whole new world. And meanwhile, we're in chapter 3 of Chagiga at Mishneh Zayin, Mishneh 7. Now yesterday we talked about how all of Am Yisrael is considered Chaverim, is considered trustworthy and Tahor during the festival in Jerusalem. Because, first of all, everyone was very careful, as much as they could, to become ritually pure and get their kalim, their vessels, their belongings ritually pure that they would bring to Yerushalayim so they would be able to eat the karbanot, the karban chagiga, in purity as they're supposed to. And second of all, there was a scriptural source, as a pasuk in Shoftim, that all of the men of Israel gathered together to the city as one man, chaverim. And chaverim was also the slang term in the Mishnah for people who are very careful, very scrupulous about ritual purity. Now, the same desire to come together and be purified together actually applies still in our time with Baruch Hashem, a great outpouring of achdut, of unity among Jews, Israelis, everywhere. I heard that there was a restaurant in Israel that was for many, many years not kosher, and they wanted to prepare food for chayalim, for soldiers. And they said, well, some of those soldiers in the unit, they keep strict kosher. And the restaurant said, listen, we're going to do whatever it takes. We're going to become strictly kosher so we can make food for the soldiers. And I've also heard there are charedim, there are people who are very religious and had an exemption, that because they're learning in yeshiva, they had an exemption from the army. And they said, we're volunteering. We want to join the army now and defend Eretz Yisrael and Am Yisrael. But meanwhile, Baruch Hashem, we're picking up Mishneh Zayin in chapter 3 of Chagiga. Hapoteach et chavito, somebody opened up his barrel, wine or oil or something, during the festival, during the regil. V'hamotchil bisotu ogava regil, or somebody who began selling his dough. He was a kneader, he was selling dough for people to bake during the festival. And what happened was everyone came by and they're having a cup of wine, they're touching the barrel, they're touching the dough, and including people who we consider them tahor, we consider them ritually pure during the festival. But what about after the festival, with the leftovers in the barrel, the leftover doughs? Rabbi Yehuda Omer Yigmor. Rabbi Yehuda says you can go ahead and finish it on the assumption that it is tahor, that is pure, because you considered every person who's coming up to Jerusalem to be ritually pure, to be chaverim, and they touched it, so we'll consider it even after the festival to continue to be pure. The Chachamim Omerim, but the other sages disagree. They say lo Yigmor, you shouldn't finish it, meaning you could sell it to people who are already tameh. You sell it to people who don't need to keep tahor, they're not kohanim eating truma with it, but you can't sell it as if it's tahor. Now what about in the temple itself, where throngs of Jews, men, women, and children were coming for the festival to eat the karban chagiga, the shalmei chagiga, and other karbanot that they brought? Misha avar regel, once the festival is over, hayu ma'avirin altaret ha'azara. They would take the kalim out to purify the temple courtyard, meaning they're going to take things to the mikveh, make them pure again, in case somebody happened to touch them, or got spit got on them, or something tameh got on the utensils of the temple. But since we don't know for sure that anything is actually tameh, actually impure, there's a leniency to this. Avar regel b'yom ha-shishi, if the festival was over on a Friday, meaning it ends Thursday night, lo hayu ma'avirin, they wouldn't clean out and take everything to the mikveh, mipnei kavod Shabbat, because they're getting ready for Shabbat. Another reason is people are probably staying over. If the festival ends on a Thursday night, they probably stay over Friday and spend Shabbos in Jerusalem also. And it's very busy, very crowded. Mipnei kavod Shabbat, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, af b'yom hamishi, even if the festival ended on Wednesday night, they wouldn't spend Thursday cleaning out, she'en kohanim pinuyim, because the kohanim are not available. Why are they not available? Because during the regil, what they would do is they would heap up a very big pile of ash. It was actually called tapuach, which means apple, because it became very large and round, like an apple. And why would they pile up and keep piling up the ash during the entire festival? To show everybody how many offerings that Jewish people are coming together and bringing all of these offerings, all these shalmei chagiga, all these olat re'iyah, we're serving Hashem together in such a great volume that we've created this big pile of ash. So the day after the festival, they would have to remove it, which took a lot of time and manpower. And there's an amazing lesson in this tapuach. Sometimes you should look back and be proud of what you've accomplished spiritually. That we've, Baruch Hashem, we've done a lot of Mishnayot together, and Baruch Hashem, we're continuing. And whenever you daven, whenever you pray with kavana, with intention, and you really feel like it's great, you feel proud of that. When you're doing something important in Avodat Hashem, You should be proud of that. That's something to look back and appreciate. Now on to Mishnah Chet. Ketzad ma'avirin al tarat hazara. How did they take the things out to purify the temple courtyard after the festival is over? Matbilin et kelim shahayu b'mikdash. They would take to the mikveh all of the utensils that were in the temple. The omrim lahem. And during the festival, they would tell them, they tell the kohanim, hizaharu shelo tigu b'shulchan. Please don't touch the shulchan. They probably put up a little sign. If you're not one of the kohanim who carries the lechem upon him, please don't touch the table. We don't want someone to mitame it. Now, Lamaisa, we said that during the festival, everyone, even Amei Aretz, even people less careful, were considered tahor. But really, Lamaisa, we don't want all the kohanim in the temple going up to touch the table. That makes us a bit nervous. Because Lamaisa, as we said by the leftover barrel of wine and dough, really, after the festival, we don't consider it tahor anymore. So we consider it tahor during the festival, but if someone touched the table, the shulchan, then after the festival, we'd have to take it. It would become impure, really. And we have a pasuk that the shulchan, the table, should be lefonai tamid, should be in the temple tamid, always. So we don't really want to remove the table if we don't really have to. The Mishnah continues, kol hakim shehayu b'mikdash, all of the vessels and utensils in the temple, yesh lem shniyim u'shlishim, they had a backup and a backup to a backup. She'im nitzma'u rishonim, that if the original became tamei, yaviu shniyim tachteyan, they could bring the backup to replace it right away. Kol hakim shehayu b'mikdash, Te'unin tevila. All of the vessels and utensils in the temple require immersion in the mikveh after the festival, just in case, or if they were really touched by a kohen on duty who was really realized he was tameh. But not the golden altar. That's the one inside the building where they burned the incense, and the mizbeach hanachoshet. Now this refers to the copper mizbeach, which was used in the mishkan, in the tabernacle, in the wilderness, and then later at Shiloh. Mipnei shehen kekarka. They're considered as if they're attached to the ground. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. That's the reasoning of Rabbi Eliezer, because after all, it's called Mizbeach Adama. It was coated in Nechoshet in copper, but it's called Mizbeach Adama, even though it's technically made of wood and then coated in copper. The Chochamim Omrim, but the other sages say, Mipnei shehen metzupim, because they are coated. There's actually a discussion in the Gemara. Are they agreeing with Rabbi Eliezer that they don't become Tameh? Or are they disagreeing? Now, if they're agreeing, their logic is these are wooden vessels. These altars, really the framework underneath, is made of wood, even if they're covered in gold or with copper. But a Kli Eitz, which is normally, a wooden vessel is normally, accepts ritual contamination, can become Tame. But if it's made to rest in one place, not made to move around like your cutting board or your wooden mixing bowl, then it does not. And they're perhaps saying just because it's covered in a metal, and metal kalim, even flat ones, do accept ritual impurity. So they're saying maybe the coating is bottle. The coating is insignificant compared to the wooden base. Or maybe they're disagreeing and saying they do accept ritual impurity because even though they are wood and made to rest and normally would not accept contamination, but because they have this metal coating, they do indeed accept contamination and should be put in the mikveh. The Bartnura brings that the Rambam paskins that they actually agree with Rabbi Eliezer for different reasons. And it's a reminder that Baruch Hashem, all Jews come from different backgrounds, different customs, different countries. But thank God, we can all come together in agreement that Baruch Hashem, we need a temple, we need a Yeshua, we need salvation for Am Yisrael, we need Achdut, we need unity. And God willing, all of us together, Am Yisrael, Klal Yisrael, will be together in a rebuilt temple, enjoying our Karban Chagiga together in purity. Mazel Tov, and tomorrow, Bezrat Hashem, we begin Yevamot.